Blog Talk Radio.
You are not important because of how long you live. You are important because of how effective you live.
Definitely one time.
And most people are so concerned with growing old rather than being effective. The people who have impacted the world
children
didn't live long.
Children of the lie, yeah, yeah. Children of the lie, yeah. Children of the lie, yeah, yeah. Children of the lie.
Follow law so precise, yeah. Who might she I pay the price? We in here like lice, yeah. They ride our waves like bikes, huh. Devil watches like yikes, huh. We never do what he likes, huh. And I'm watching all the demons, they sneaky. Yeah, they always coming at us like 3D. And I'm praying that the Ruah don't leave me. We growing sis just like Dexter and Didi. The devil always tries his hardest to beat me. It'll never work like Stevie and Mimi. Y'all don't get it, reality TV. And if you don't, then I understand. Cause on the other hand, yeah, I barely watch TV. Meditating so the angels can reach me. Frequencies like a satellite TV. Discern the spirit so I analyze easy. Wickedness in the spiritual realm. They can try me, but it ain't gonna be easy. If it's beef, then I end them all easy. It's going down just like fringes.
Children of the lie, yeah. Children of the lie, yeah, yeah. Children of the lie, yeah. Children of the lie, yeah, yeah. Children of the lie. Children of the lie, yeah, yeah. Children of the lie. Children of the lie. Children of the lie, yeah.
The kingdom of heaven. And therefore, when you have a purpose for your life, it disciplines your behavior.
Children of the lie.
Pharisees try to stop. This is what got John the Baptist blocked. This is what got Paul neck chopped. This is what introduced the Ruah. This is why Moses wrote every jot. This is my guaranteed heaven spot. This is the gospel of a Mashiach. Guaranteed none of this getting stopped. Sit still, clear your mind, praise Yah, meditate. See myself small like FaceTime. Seek his face and his peace. Renovate.
Tapped in.
Elevate for heaven's sake, no pun intended. Recommended, delegated, like a senate. Out of box, out box, like I sent it.
I feel the spirit.
Y'all bless me with the wisdom, so I spill it like a beverage. Meditate in the field, son of edges. Read his words like he texted. Uh-huh, not a Bible, but a weapon. We the army, why you stressing? Triple numbers, manifesting. They don't know better, adolescent, that's the lesson.
Huh, not finna play with y'all, bruh. The Hamashiach specifically said, if thine eye be single, it shall be full of light. What do you think he was talking about? He said single, eye, that is singular, not plural. But the world take it and say it is third eye, so we see it as wickedness. No, that's the gateway to the kingdom of heaven, bro. Focus on nothing, praise the Most High until you feel his energy. Shalom.
Here's another statement I thought was interesting in the book of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season, and to every purpose there's a time under heaven. In other words, if you are in heaven, it's eternal, there's no time. But when you come below heaven, you now have a purpose that has been fulfilled in time. That means you were born to do something, but you ain't got forever to do it.
All right, all right. Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel. All right. I am a trucker by trade. I got to start the show off saying that I'm a trucker by trade. Why? Because, man, I got to do this show on the go, okay? Doing this show. This is what I do the show for. I do the show, man, because I'm on this journey, man. I'm on this journey seeking the Father's face, man, and I came into the understanding that I'm a Hebrew Israelite, so immediately I want to know every single thing about it, man. And well, when I woke up to it, I seen that a bunch of us disagree. There's a bunch of people being woke up, you know, that they Hebrew Israelite, they been known, you know, and they done set the side, they on this side, something's on that side, and I'm like, oh snap. I see the argument. I see the they arguing over God's name, you know. They arguing on what laws to keep. They arguing over you know what I'm saying, just doctrine, you know what I'm saying? And some of them is, you know, well, filled with hate. I hate these other folks over here, and some are hate on me. And it's just like, whoa, man, this is not what I, you know, the whole waking up experience, they just ruin it, you know? I mean, you know, it's like, man, what I'd have got myself into in a lot of ways, you know? But, yeah, I definitely see that this is the right path, but even this path got its, you know what I'm saying, issues, you know what I'm saying, heavy issues. Me, myself, I don't mind at all what you call the Most High. I know who you're talking about. If I was to go to Ghana, Nigeria, Uganda, and what they call the Most High and His Son, and the scriptures that they provide, and how they, you know what I'm saying? I know who they're talking about, you know. When I go to any church, I throw a rock at any church, and if they was to say Jesus and God, I know who they're talking about. I know exactly who they're talking about. So I'm just speaking for myself. I just don't mind. And if you listen to the music on my show, you can see that I play music from all these brothers that's waking up, man. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, you may hear Yahweh Shah. You may hear Jesus. You may hear, you know what I'm saying, Yeshua, Yeshua. You know what I'm saying? The Most High, Yah, Ahaya. You know what I'm saying? You know, all of them, man. You know? So I'm just kind of like in the middle, man, learning like everybody else. And I haven't chosen a side, man. I'm just, it's creation, just living and breathing. And I'm just here, man. I'm just here, all right? Just trying to ride that wave, right? And, basically that's just what that is. Now, all right, to get to business, y'all. On the past shows, we've been going into Paul's epistles. Basically because I'm on this journey and I'm trying to learn. And Paul's, well, a little confusing. Well, that last show, I think it brought some light, some clarity, you know. Something that I already kind of figured out in a way, but I guess I needed that help. I needed other brothers to feel me on that. And these brothers I had on the show, I think they kind of see exactly where I'm at. And so, man, we're building. We're building. And I also want to mention Leo Dunson. He's an upcoming rising brother. Spreading the word that we Israel. He said something that I heard before in another camp, but never drilled it that way. I never took it like the way he said it. And I'm hoping that we go into that scripture today on the show, just to hear what these other brothers. They've been woken up a little bit longer than me. You know, I know that don't mean anything or whatever when you're dealing with the Holy Spirit, man. What it gives a person just waking up tomorrow may have, you know, more inclined to interpret these scriptures. You know what I'm saying? However, these brothers, man, they are pretty heavy, man. They heavy, and they with the lost found Israelite, and I really enjoyed them on the show. That's Apostle Malachi. And Brother Ronald, and we're all together, man. We really kind of, everybody is on this journey, and we all seeking, you know. There's just not one person that just knows it all, you feel me, all knowing like the Father, you know what I'm saying? But we striving for it. We want that thing, right? So that's just what that is. So without further ado, let me go and open up the panel, and we can get started on on today's program. All right, shalom, shalom, that Brother Ronald.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, brother. Shalom, shalom to you. Yeah, just like I stated when I woke up, I mean, when I started the show, man, is that, hey, I'm on the grind, brother. Today I'm on I-95 and I'm getting it down here with all this traffic. And I got a hot load on me, so I'm trying to get to my destination. Well, I got to do the show on the go, brother. I can't, that means I can't read. You know, I can't open up the scriptures. You know what I'm saying? I can't read today. So if you could, brother, could you be the reader for the day, man?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, bad. Okay, so with that being said, brother, I kind of wanted to dive back into Paul's epistles. However, I also want to talk about a couple other things, man, like current events. I don't know if you heard or not, man, but I just heard that the Mississippi River just dried up. It's real shallow. You know what I'm saying? There's people that's able to walk across. You know what I'm saying? What is up with that?
Wow.
I've been living under a rock because that's a whole month ago. I'm just now getting the news on that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, have you heard anything about that, man?
Nah.
Yeah, the Mississippi River, man. Yeah. The Mississippi River is, you know, it's real shallow, man. It's a drought going on, something like that. I mean, I just heard it. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I just heard that not too long ago. I don't even know if that's 100%, you know what I'm saying, accurate or not. But I'm hoping that anybody, hopefully somebody done, you know what I'm saying, heard about that and may call in and speak on that. But I was just hearing it. Yeah, anyway, Leo Justin, Brother Ronald, he's an upcoming cat. You got something in your background, Brother Ronald.
No, hold on. I don't hear nothing.
Okay. I thought it was an echo or something like that. All right. Anyway, So Leo Johnson's upcoming brother, man. He's waking folks up and everything. And he was speaking on Babylon. Man, us being in Babylon, he put it down in such a way that, man, I wanted to run it by you, man, and hear what you have to say on it. All right? So I wanted to do that. I want to talk about any type of current event and I try to mix it together to have a real good show, man. I want to say it was in Jeremiah chapter 29. Yeah, let's knock that out the park first. Yeah, Jeremiah chapter 29. Let's knock that out the park first, and I just want to hear your take on it. And I heard this before, but it wasn't said to me quite like the way he said it. You feel me? And I just kind of want to hear you out on it. 29, verse 1.
You're
going to
read the whole chapter?
Yeah, well, I don't really quite. Let's start at verse 1, and it's talking about, it's a letter to them that's in Babylon, I believe. Jeremiah is talking to them that's in Babylon and how they should be worshiping in Babylon, or what should they be doing there in Babylon. See what I'm saying? You think you could, kind of read the first five verses or something like that?
And,
yeah, let's try that and just see if we come across it.
Okay, Jeremiah 29, verse 1. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residues of the elders, which were carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to the people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon, after that Jehovah Khan, the king and the queen and the eunuchs and the priests of Judah and Jerusalem and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem. Verse 3, by the hand of Isha, the son of Shaphan.
Just skip it.
Can't pronounce that word. The son of Hilkiah, Zedekiah, the king of Judah, sent to Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, until all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Okay, there's verse 5. Let's stop there, verse 5.
Hold on. All right. So this is a letter to them in Babylon and what they should be doing in Babylon from God to Jeremiah to us, right? Well, now we're in spiritual Babylon, right? Mystery Babylon.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
You can see where I'm going with this right now?
Yeah,
let's keep reading, man. Let's keep reading. Because what Jeremiah's put a right to them, I think that's very important to us today.
Okay. I'm going to stop. I'm going to read 6 through 10. Take your wives and beget sons and daughters. I'm at Jeremiah 29, verse 6. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives of your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, and that they may be increased there, and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captive. And pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof ye shall have peace. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which he caused to be dreams. To be a dream. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. Have I not sent them, says the Lord? For thus says the Lord, that 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you, and causing you to return to this place. Okay, I stopped at verse 10.
Okay, gotcha. Well, what do you think about that so far?
Oh, you're just talking about what we should be doing in our captivity.
Right. Uh-huh. That's seeking the peace, right?
Yeah, seeking the peace of the city that you're in. Yeah.
All right, and get us a house and a wife and have children and plant a garden.
All right,
that plant a garden, that could be interpreted as settling down, having a job, providing for your family. You see what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Opening a business.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So being that we're in spiritual Babylon, that should be kind of like on our minds to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what you tell us to do, yeah.
Right on. So when we put it all together, what we have learned so far on this walk, our brothers and sisters that's in Christianity, they not very far from the mark. A lot of the things that we do, yeah, the only thing they're lacking is the identity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And coming back to his law. Because they already involved in keeping the peace. A lot of us Israelites hear us all on the corner talking bad to people and stuff, gotten a bad name for ourselves. You know, I'm just saying there are some brothers that do that. Some of them, not all of them do. But, I mean, in the media, when you look on the media and Google Hebrew Israelites, you're going to come across somewhat like a hate group. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of these brothers, apparently they're not quite 100, man. A lot of these brothers don't have any jobs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they own government assistance and stuff like that, man. That just keeps it real, man. You know, if you can get self-employed, that's what's up. But, yeah, man, so we got a discernment, man. And I thought that scripture right there, you know what I'm saying, is pretty heavy. So I wanted to incorporate that on the show, man, that we're supposed to seek the peace. We're supposed to be, you know, living our lives right here, you know what I'm saying, where he sent us. And he's going to come get us from right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, let me read that again. That verse. Jeremiah 29, verse 7. And seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace of thereof you shall have peace. So that's what he's saying. Seek the peace. Wherever you've been carried away captive, he said, seek the peace there. Wherever you at, wherever city you're in. He said, seek the peace in that city. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So that's something to think about right there, man, of where we at right now in our walk versus, you know what I'm saying, what Jeremiah was describing when he wrote to them in Babylon. All right. So with that said, hopefully we can probably come back to that later. Do you want to, you feel like open it up and bring us back in Paul, man? You know, just kind of hear some more scriptures from Paul, man. See what we can get out of it. You know what I'm saying? Far seeking the peace and understanding when a person outside of Israel fall in love with our God, a person that's outside of Israel fall in love with our Messiah. You know what I'm saying? And they got with all the faith of their heart, their belief. So how do we deal with this? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I know Paul was kind of hitting on that, man, or talking about, you know, those type of things, those type of issues, getting along with folks from outside of Israel and worshiping with them and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
And that's all in, you look at the big picture, ain't that the peace? That's peace right there, right? You're seeking peace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. He didn't say, because the Bible said God is a God of order, not confusion.
We got to learn
how to act, you know what I'm saying, how to behave ourselves in this captivity.
Right.
We can't just be going out and cursing the other nations or not, you know, talking bad about them, you know. No, God didn't call us to do that. He called us to seek the peace.
Right.
You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Already, already. So where are you going to take us to, brother?
You want to go to Paul? You want to go to the...
Yeah, any one of them. We can go to Corinthians, Ephesians, or anywhere you want to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the steering wheel on that, brother.
Okay, we can go to Galatians chapter 3.
Okay, Galatians.
Yeah. Yeah, Galatians chapter 5.
Okay.
Verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say to you, and if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is at liberty to do the whole law. Verse 4. Christ is become
hold on,
no
hold
effect
on. Paul's right there, brother.
Yeah.
Hold on. Paul's right there, brother. Now, he's talking about circumcision. That's the law right there. A law from God.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're a grown man, and the circumcision is that 8 days after you're born is when you post the parents are supposed to circumcise their son. All right, that's the law of circumcision. And that's bringing you into the covenant. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you're a grown man and you just now, you're a grown man and you just now coming into the truth, you know what I'm saying, of what God wants of us and all these laws. Having, getting circumcised as a grown man, it's no value.
Now you have,
you know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah, you don't have to. Because
the law has already been broken. It's broken 8 days after you were born. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, So, you know what I'm saying? By default, you know what I'm saying? You're doing it out of good gesture. It's just a good gesture at that point. Because with your heart, you already circumcised in your heart as far as your faith. You know what I'm saying? And so that, I think, is the whole point of him talking about circumcision. But if you remember when we went to Acts 21, they was accusing him and talking down about circumcision. You know what I'm saying? I think it was Timothy, that issue over Timothy being circumcised, even though Timothy was a grown man.
You're right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So all that stuff dealing with circumcision, how Paul handled it, it made all the Jews in Jerusalem get upset with him. They demanding that everybody get circumcised, right? If you grown or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, So that's all that right there was a big commotion. That was a really big deal. Okay, go ahead, brother. I just want to throw that in. Go ahead and continue reading.
Okay. Verse 4 says, Christ is become no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You did run well. who did hinder you that ye should not obey truth? Verse 8. This is this persuasion coming not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump. And I'm going to stop at verse 10. I have confidence in you through the Lord, that ye be otherwise minded. But that troubled you should bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Okay, let's stop right there.
All right. Okay. Tell us what you're getting from that, bro.
But it is saying that you have to be circumcised. We're saved by what Christ done for us on the cross.
Uh huh.
That's how we're saved. Yeah, we're not saved by being circumcised.
On.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, but if they was to get a circumcised, it'd just be simply a good gesture. You know what I'm saying? It's not profiting nobody nothing. Right?
No. No, it's not. Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
But he said in verse 3, he said...
Okay.
He said in verse 3, he says, For I testify again to everyone that is circumcised, that he is a devil to do the whole law. You know what I'm saying? Which we can't do, you know? So,
okay.
So no, we don't have to be circumcised. It's not a commandment.
No, yeah, it's a commandment. Circumcision
it's commandment,
is
but
a commandment.
Yeah, it is, but we don't have to do it today. We don't have to be circumcised in order to be saved. That's what he's saying right here.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But we still got to do it, even if it's not for salvation, to be under the covenant. It's ideal that we do
no,
to our newborn child.
On the eighth newborn day. Child, yeah. Yeah, that's different right there.
Right.
Yeah, it's different.
Right,
that's
so
different
that's what the
that's
commandment
wrong.
Says
yeah.
to do. But for grown men, the commandment is for not for grown men, it's for babies. So the parents got to be walking in the truth to have their child circumcised. Because if you're a baby, you have no control over your circumcision.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. If you're a baby,
everybody,
you can't.
Yeah.
Right. That's your parents right there. That circumcision,
that
falls on your parents. Right. So he's talking to grown men right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if they uncircumcised, that means their parents probably wasn't in this group, in this government. You see what I'm saying? Either they from the 10 tribes that was cast off, and they walked away from God's law. You know what I'm saying? And they just being born and walking, doing their thing. And the Gentile show was doing their thing, so... Paul is just letting them know that that circumcision is nothing at this point. It won't do them no good at this point.
Right. Nah.
Right?
Nope.
Yeah, if you want to stay in God's laws or whatever, then your parents should have done that when you was a baby. But see, this is another thing. Even though Paul's making that, telling these grown folks this, what about when these grown folks have babies? Do they have their child, circumcised?
Yeah.
If they can't.
Yeah.
But what about their children, though? See what I'm saying? But what Paul's saying, just don't even say it. No, never mind, man. Because we all fall short of sin, right? That's just a sin. That's all it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a sin.
Yeah.
And we all got sin on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that right there made all the Jews in Jerusalem mad as hell.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That made them all mad. That made Jane followers mad. That made the Jews that don't believe in Christ, that made them mad too. And, yeah, so that was what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
The stuff.
You see that, the Pharisees and, the Pharisees, they was religious people, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's why when Christ came, you know, he didn't deal with the Pharisees. The Pharisees, you know.
Right on.
Cause they,
Right on.
But we don't have to circumcise if you're an adult. No.
Brother, I don't know, but I'm just really, really thinking that I think about it, that we could be reading the very scriptures that got Paul killed. You know what I'm saying? When everybody read what we're reading right now back then, I think we're reading the very scriptures that got him killed, that got everybody trying to kill him in Jerusalem.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's something to think about, man.
Yeah, it is.
All right. All right, what are you going to take us to next, brother?
No, we're going to keep reading.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, keep reading.
We're going to read 11 through, stop at, I guess, 20. Okay, and it says, Galatians chapter 5, verse 11. And our brethren, if I let preach of circumcision, why do I suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross cease? Huh? Verse 12. Or even cut off from you, trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed if ye be not consumed of one another. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye are led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Verse 19.
Hold on right there. If you live by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
No, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
That's telling me. That's a signal. That's a signal right there. That, to me, that's a signal. That's a signal telling me right there that the audience he's talking to are not Israelites.
It says, but if you are led of the Spirit, you are not under the law.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could be talking to Jews too. You know.
Well, we believe that we're under the law.
We're not under the law if we're under Christ.
Okay, you're confusing me now.
I said if we're under Christ, we're not under the law. We're under grace. We're under grace.
So while we under grace, that means we can't sin?
No, it don't mean that. It means you can't practice sin. You can't live in it.
You can't.
He don't want you to live with him.
Okay,
he wants,
so
you know, like he used to live in the world. You know,
are we scattered across the world? Are we still in captivity right now because we broke the law?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, but we're no longer under the law, but the curses of the law are still on us.
Yes, right.
So that means that we're under the law then.
You can say that, but I'm talking as far as the sacrificial system. We're not under that law.
Right, right. I know, but I'm just saying, though, we still got to keep those morals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we still got to have our dietary, man. Sin is still breaking the law. And so if we live on a system that we still try to keep the royal law, and if we still believe that if we fall short on our dietary, if we believe that's the sin, then we're living under this rule from God still. And if we're in trouble still for breaking all these rules, that would mean that we're still under it. So,
right. Well,
I'm saying that to say that whoever he's talking to right now, either they could be Israel, but they don't know how to prove that they're Israel because there's so many hundreds of years and they're biracial in appearance. And they don't know nothing about nothing. They classify it as the Gentiles along with real Gentiles. I think I would tell a person like that and them to don't worry about these laws that the Jews are doing. Y'all need to have faith. You know what I'm saying? And you trying to... If I'm talking to Billy and Bob, I wouldn't be saying to him, you need to make sure y'all keep the dietary law. And if y'all break the dietary law, it's a sin for you. Or circumcision.
Right.
You need to get circumcised. I'm telling these folks like that that they not under the law, all right? Y'all ain't not under. That's just them brothers down there in Jerusalem. That's just dealing with the Jews.
Right.
All right? All right. That's
right.
them. They
exactly.
under the law. Because if they break it, if those folks living in Jerusalem, when they break the law, God is going to punish them with slavery. But you can do you. And God ain't putting you through slavery just yet. Okay? He ain't going to judge y'all just yet. All right? Y'all can break it. Ain't going to happen. But if they break it, they going to slavery. Okay? So they under the law, and you are not. Okay? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I get you.
So,
Yeah.
So the Lost Ten Tribes, if they're listening to this, like I said, these could be the same scriptures that got Paul killed when he went. Because they said he's teaching every man to forsake Moses, forsake circumcision, and how they not under the law with us. Because if they gonna believe in our God and our Messiah, then they should be under the law with us then. They should be under this covenant with us.
Exactly. They're not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's what Paul is saying. Sound like. You know, but when they come into our homeland, they got to follow our rules. You know?
Exactly.
But same time, Paul is keeping us separated then. Instead of the 10 tribes coming to us, you know, under one umbrella, one accord, he's teaching them something different. Could it be that Paul kind of had an insight that one day we're going to be scattered amongst the Gentiles?
Yeah. He knew that. He knew that too.
I'm thinking he did, information. I'm thinking he did that. He knew that one day they are going to get in trouble for not obeying the laws and rejecting Christ and all the stuff they done did down there in Jerusalem. They're going to get judged, and they're going to go into slavery. And they're going to be scattered amongst the Gentiles. So what Paul is doing, he's getting the Gentiles to me to fall in love with Christ and fall in love with the Most High. You know what I'm saying? And become believers. And that way, by we see how it all kind of played out, that eventually Rome took up Christianity, and we able to have these scriptures today to read out of. You know what I'm saying? Because we wouldn't have these scriptures today if it wasn't for Paul, if it wasn't for them setting up churches up there. They would have burned our records, all our writings. They would have burned it all up in Jerusalem. You know what I'm saying?
He done a lot of he done a lot of work. He done a lot of work for the Most High.
Right on, man. Yeah. Okay. So, go ahead. Go ahead, bro. I just had to throw that in there, man. And what I'm doing, I'm kind of telling you where I'm at with it. You know what I'm saying? And to throw into that, I'm all ears, brother. I'm all ears. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning like anybody else is learning.
Right. Okay, we're going to continue. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Let's talk about that.
That's our royal law. Our moral.
Yeah, idolatry. Idolatry.
He is teaching them our moral law.
Hatred. Immolations. Wrath. Strife. Seduction. Sedition. Heresy. Verse 21. Envious, murderers, drunkenness, revealings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in past time, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions of the and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be derisions. Let us not be delirious of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Okay, I'll stop right there. That was the end of that chapter.
Right on, brother. He is teaching them about our laws, our morals. You know what I'm saying? How to walk upright with Christ.
Exactly.
All right?
Yeah.
But so far what we covered is that judgment. You catch a brother committing sin, or sin worthy of death, you give him a chance to repent. You know what I'm saying? He should have a chance, an opportunity to repent for what he did. We can't just kill him on the spot. You know what I'm saying? We need to hear it out.
Yeah, they don't do that
on the map. Right on. And as far as what I can tell about Paul's ministry is, and he's also teaching them that they don't have to bring a lamb, a pigeon, and cut it open and let the blood run into a cup and then pour the cup on the hot charcoal or whatever. You know what I'm saying? For their sins, that they got Christ.
Right.
Right? right. ability to him to wipe away their sin. And he's also going into, and so that's the sacrificial law, all right? Judgment and sacrificial law, okay? Then he just went into our moral. So that's the royal law right there. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's two more left, though. There's dietary, and then there's ceremonial. You know what I'm saying? What we call ceremony. All right. Now, is there any scripture where he's talking about food? Where Paul is talking about food? Yeah, because I see in his ministry, he's talking about morals. And now he's teaching the Christians about morals.
Yeah.
That's our royal law that we got to follow. Right, right. So he is teaching our laws to the Gentiles. But he's doing it in a weird way. I ain't going to say weird. It's just in another way. You know what I'm saying? All together. You know what I'm saying? Then how Peter and James and John, them in Jerusalem, is teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But he's doing it, though.
Yeah, yeah. They all, see, and that's what I'm saying, that, you know, many members, but one body. You know, they had a different ministry, but they taught the same thing. It's just a word. It is, or, you know, Paul had a bigger ministry than they did.
All they had was Jews down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Paul got a lot bigger. The whole world was in there. right.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. Okay, I can dig it, man. The whole world was listening to Paul. People from all different walks of life and culture. And Paul's bringing them to Christ. All right.
Yeah.
So do we talk about food?
Yeah, he does.
I'm trying to see what that's at. Okay, I'll give you a minute or two, brother. Yeah, so anyway, y'all, I'm learning like y'all, man. I'm just on my grind as a trucker, and I'm using this time to want to dive into Paul's epistle. I'm just trying to get it down, man. And figure what my brother is talking about. Because, Paul is our brother, man. And if it wasn't for Paul, I wouldn't even probably came to Christ, right? My parents loved Christ. And so when they raised me up, to fall in love with Christ. And you can't help but to fall in love with Christ when you look at what he went through and what he did for us, right? The ability to have that, access. To God. Now that's a true gift right there, a gift that we didn't earn. He just gave that to us. So by default, man, before I even know I'm an Israelite or nothing, I fell in love with Christ way back when. And to let the truth be told, it didn't matter to me what color he was, man. Even though I did think I was a Hamite, a Gentile, you know what I'm saying? It didn't matter. It didn't matter because I just wanted Christ to, you know what I'm saying, forgive me and let me in. And I was a young child with that understanding. And a lot of us have been raised up in the church. So they feel what I'm saying to them. You know, anybody that's listening. Yeah, I know they can feel what I'm saying. They fell in love with Christ before this. And when you look at everything in hindsight, I think that was the plan. So now that we fall in love with Christ already, now let's regain our footsteps and learn who we are with Christ. You know what I'm saying? Christ is actually our kinfolk. You know, I'm just talking to us Israelites on that one right there. Yeah, that's our kinfolk, man. And now you can see the big plan kind of coming into fold, man. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah on that, right?
He's
hallelujah
our brother.
On that.
He's our
man.
Big brother. Our big brother.
Yeah, so that's right, man. That's our brother, man. He's more than just our brother, though. He's our king, man. He's our advocate to the Father. We got to go through our king to get to our Father, man. He won't hear us. Our God won't hear us unless we present our lamb, our sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, which is Christ, right? So he is definitely our advocate for the Father to even hear our prayers, man. Right on, right on. So,
yeah, I think I got First Corinthians.
All right.
Chapter 8. Now, as touching the things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he is nothing, if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, there is be gods many, but lords many. But to us there is but one God, the Father, whom are all things, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Verse 7, howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of an night until this hour he did as a thing offered unto an idol. Their conscience being weak is defiled. But meat committed us not to God. For neither, if we eat, are we better? Neither, if we eat not, we are worse. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours come a stumbling block to they that are weak. Stop right there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So what you get from it?
He says, take heed by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to others that are weak. So he's saying that if another brother is weak in faith and he's eating like pork or you know things that are that the dietary law said don't eat, he said don't condemn him. Don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a person that's weak in their faith, they don't know much. You know, they're trying to learn. They're trying to learn the ways of God. Yeah.
But he did say, like, idols, eating food that's been sacrificed to idols, but their gods are nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, it's like going into a Chinese restaurant. I mean, I know I hate to use nationalities, food like that, but, you know, somebody outside of Israel law, and you go to their restaurant and eat, and you may see a statue in the restaurant, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Does that mean I can't get this, chopped beef sandwich from out of there? You know what I'm saying? You know, you feel what I'm saying? Because all their food apparently might have been prayed over and stuff. I'm just saying, for example, that's not the case for Chinese restaurants and stuff.
Do you eat Chinese food?
I have. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have. Yeah, yeah. I like that beef there. You know, I try to, you know, stay away from seafood and pork and all of that, which is majority of stuff that's there. But, you know, the chicken and the rice and all of that, the noodles. You know what I'm saying? I'd be getting down on that right there, man.
But
I don't know how it's made. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know if they put some pork fat in there. I don't know if they fried their rice with some, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. There's some stuff I don't know. And because I don't know, I treat it like I'm in an Italian restaurant. I treat it like I'm in a, you know what I'm saying? Spanish restaurant. You know, I don't know how they prepare their food, you know. But I'm still going to, it's rice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to eat some rice. I'm going to eat this beef. I'm going to eat this chicken. You know what I'm saying? So I don't alienate one nationality's food from another. I just look for chicken, beef, fish, you know what I'm saying? And hey, that's how I've been getting by, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know you've been on the road. I know you've been on the road.
Oh, yeah.
I know you be on the road
stops.
A lot. So you...
When I'm on the road, man, truck stops the same way, man. Everything, you find pork everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get that chicken sandwich that nobody wants. Sometimes I got to get that chicken sandwich that nobody wants. It's a whole bunch of chicken sandwiches up there. But you can't find the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? A whole bunch of turkey sandwiches and tuna sandwiches. That's pretty much, if I'm hungry, that's what I got to buy. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't get that rib sandwich. You know, that pork rib.
Yeah, you know, you can't get that rib sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's all good, though. I just get by, man. You know what I'm saying? If I can't cook in my truck. But at the same time, now that we talking about it, the Sabbath, me driving around the country, every week we got to take a 34-hour break. I try to time my 34-hour break on the Sabbath. You see what I'm saying? And that way I can keep my Sabbath while I'm in my truck. You see what I'm saying? And I've just kind of been working it out, man, you know. Yeah, working out the best of my ability. You know what I'm saying?
So you got to take a break. How long?
34 hours. Yeah, I try to take my ride when the sun's going down on Friday, and it'll be Saturday night by the time I'm over Sunday morning. So it always kind of hits just right. But every now and again, I might be in a bind and I can't take it. You feel me? So, I mean, it's like a hit and miss. But I just pray that the Most High is looking out for me, man, for when I do, you know what I'm saying, mess up on it. You feel me? I'm living in grace, just like what the Christians say, you know. I'm living in grace on that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Christianity is actually a mirror image, you know what I'm saying, to what we're doing right now, bro. You see what I'm saying? It's a mirror image how they're living. And how we're living.
They just don't know the laws pertaining to eating.
Right,
and eating and the Sabbath day. You know, feast days and all this stuff, you know.
Right. See, I'm trying to get through feast days down. But with that, Brother Ronald, let's take a little break, brother, and play a little song. And, we'll meet each other on the other side of the break, brother. All right, let me put you on hold. All right. And let's go to a song. let's see, what we want to listen to. Something that kind of, let's see, what we want to, man, I like that Brother Bronze, man. Let's listen to that Brother Bronze again.
I'm on.
And I can't repeat the crazy things my eyes have seen.
Oh, my eyes have seen.
Dropping down to my knees, Father, please have mercy on me.
By demons in tune with the spiritual realm, the higher kept me breathing. Cause I was his and they couldn't cheat him. They say I had imaginary friends, but I really used to see him. Ghetto born, ghetto raised, food stamps brought to Gerber. Exposed to corruption, the drugs and the gang murders. Baddest luck ever, I led with my left hand. First sign of the zodiac, glad it's all wicked man. An evil thinker and professional cheater. You didn't want me as an enemy, I find a way to sneak ya. But praise the higher, I've been on this straight and narrow here. Man, I ain't did a lick of dirt in about 7 years. 7 years, 7 years.
I can't repeat the crazy things my eyes have seen.
Oh, my eyes have seen.
Dropping down to my knees, Father, please have mercy on me.
Never clutch, came up out of unscathed. All praise to a higher in the name of Yeshua, redeeming your son. I know if it wasn't your will, I would have been done. I should have been done, perished in the dew of the night, or in that concrete sin with 25 to life. Now I'm surrounded by Hebrews, we thriving and working, sustaining through these tribulations, and I don't deserve it. I'm being cradled by your hand to catch me in the zone. I don't care what you do to me, just don't leave me alone. Give you the glory when I'm right and repent when I'm wrong. Your people drawn to your music, they know it ain't just a song. Stitches and broken bones, I done struggled so long. My heart been through the meat grinding, but I still can put a smile on. Facing the east, thanking you for the increase. Can't wait to fall into your arms and just weep, yeah.
And I can't
you brought me home.
Who asked? Why was life so hard for us? Man, I don't get it. Yeshua, whom the world ignorantly calls Jesus. He left a final message for us before he left, for his people. Not for no Christians, though that's how the Western church be trying to flip it, like he was talking to any old loose individual that got some personal problems. No, he was talking to his nation. He was talking to his people by blood.
St. John 15 and 18. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you.
Bang, that's why they hate us, because they hated him.
If you were of the world would love his own.
That's why they don't love us. That's why the system is set up for us to fail. That's why we fill up the jail, and the injustice is channeled toward us. Who sent us the guns and the drugs and made us thug? Them. Who caused separation between us and fueled the fire for us to gangbang? Them. Our gangs were started to help and protect our communities, but who infiltrated and instigated and pit us against each other? Them. Who's shooting us down in the streets for nothing? Them. That's why they shut us out their workforce, their school. That's why when something come up missing, it's our fault we stole it. That's why they treat us like they do. We are that nation not desired. We are not of the world. This world does not love us. He gonna tell us why. Look.
But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world.
That's why, because he chose us. From the beginning, we came in his skin and of his nation.
Therefore, the world hates you.
Bang, that's why they hate us. It ain't because of those other reasons they lead us to believe. It's because we are the chosen people of the Most High in Christ.
Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you.
Didn't they slander and false accuse him? Ain't they doing that to you? Got you standing up in these courtrooms eating you alive, falsely? They hung him on the cross, which was wood and came from a tree. Then they stopped making those crosses, but they didn't stop hanging you on trees, did they? I'm just saying, they was hanging us, right? You got to connect these dots, family. They did that to us because that's what they did to him.
If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also.
Now some of them gonna keep our saying and follow us after this truth. Shout out to all the Gentiles out there that's heeding the study, rocking with Israel, following after Israel.
But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake.
It's all because of him, Mama. They hate him. They hate his skin. So they painted pictures and changed it. They hated his hair. So they painted him pictures with long blonde hair like theirs. Right? With no shame they did this.
Why? Because they know not him who sent me.
Because they don't know Ahai. They don't know our God. They changed his name too. Hid his identity too. Did away with the things that he commanded us to do too. Jump down to 25.
But this cometh to pass.
But the time will come and go where it was.
That the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law.
He is the word. He is the law. He is the word spoken by the prophet. You cannot separate the two.
They hated me without cause.
They hated him for nothing.
But when the comforter has come,
after all this, in the last day, when the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, when she come to us, what?
Whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth.
Bang, when we wake back up, and the truth come what?
Which proceeded from the Father. He the Father shall testify of me.
Bang, the Holy Spirit will reveal all the secrets that they kept from us. His skin, his hair, who his nation is, who he came to save, and who he commanded them to save. Why we had it so hard in this world, all that. Yeshua is the center of all that.
And he shall bear witness.
And in finding this truth, we will become spokesmen of it and spread it to the four corners of the earth, waking our people up.
Because ye have been with me from the beginning.
We've been with him from the very beginning. Nothing was made in his absence. He was there from the beginning. When water was formed, when the earth was made, when our forefather Adam was formed, he stood alongside of the Father and helped to create all things. We are the people he chose from the beginning. We are the people he came to save.
Matthew 15:24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
That's why we done had it so hard in this world. Wake up with it.
All right, all right. We're back. We're back on this side of the break. And we was going into Paul's epistles, you know, searching them, man. Searching for, you know, we want to put all the pieces together, man. When we go to our family members, people we don't know that believe differently from us, we got to, you know, be flexible on how we evangelize. You know what I'm saying? We want them to wake up, man, that they is. We want them to understand that we got to come back to the law, at least those that we perceive to be Israel. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's the gospel, man. We got to make sure that they have Christ in their hearts and not to walk in sin. In order to not to walk in sin, they got to know what sin is. Now, you know, knowing what a sin is, if we perceive them to be Israel, if they are descendants of slaves, and we find that part right there out, then it's up for us to wake them up, tell them they Israel. But if we're talking to someone who we perceive to be not of Israel, all right, that gospel, we still supposed to push Christ. No matter who we, every soul that comes to us, Christ needs to be in the picture. I think that's the moral of our conversation where we're picking up now as we dive into Paul's epistles. Us just believing that we're waking up, that we're Israel, we're supposed to make Peter the rock of our church and wake our brothers and sisters up that we're Israel. But at the same time, we got to have a Paul ministry alongside with us. You know what I'm saying? Because if not, we're only going to be dealing with only one side of the coin. And it leaves room for, you know what I'm saying, all type of extra nonsense, man, us fighting for nothing, us arguing, you see what I'm saying? So we got to have Paul and Peter together in waking our brothers and sisters up. Because a lot of us are asleep in Paul's system. So we got to know Paul's epistles to even evangelize those that are asleep in Paul's epistles. See what I'm saying? So it's a two-way street, and either which way we look at it, we got to make sure we got Paul's epistles down, and we got to learn that. And that's exactly what I got going on now with this show. I'm trying to learn more about Paul's epistles. All right. With that said, let me open up Brother Ronald's line. All right. Brother Ronald, you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Good deal. All right, brother. So we on this side of the break, and we was getting on the food. If Paul kind of mentioned the dietary laws to the in his ministry, you know what I'm saying? Because so far we kind of hit on that the judgment. All right, the sin and death and all of that, you know what I'm saying? I'll be free from that. And we also kind of hit on how sacrificial, dealing with Christ. We need Christ, man. All right. So did Paul talk about the dietary? Well, right before the break, we kind of hit on food that was dedicated to idols, how these folks' idols are nothing. You know, that's one thing. Number one thing he's believing in his ministry that I wouldn't worry about food that's dedicated to idols, really, because we know their gods are nothing. But if it offends your brother or something like that, you know, you might not want to, you know, eat there or not want to, you know, let your brother know that you eat there or don't eat it in front of your brother. You know what I'm saying? Be respectful to your brother. Let's eat. You know, you fall out with your brother over something that, you know what I'm saying, that's really nothing, but he may believe deep in it. You know what I'm saying? But he himself also know that God's nothing, too. But still, he might offend him. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we covered that part of the dietary, what Paul's ministry is about. What about, is it Timothy? Is it 1 Timothy chapter 2 or something like that? Can you turn to Timothy chapter 4? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4? Was it 4 and 4?
First Timothy chapter 4. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
I think it got something to do with food right there, I think.
2 Timothy?
I'm trying to
read. 2 Timothy.
It could be 2 Timothy. You know, to receive the food with Thanksgiving or something like that. He mentioned something like that. I know he talked about something about a pot. If you're going to your friend's house and he opens up a pot and pour you a bowl of soup, you ain't supposed to ask them what kind of meat this is. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to just you know, just kind of just eat the food,
eat
man,
it.
And and pray about it. You feel me? But you feel that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that one is right
there. Okay, okay. But you know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
What is that 4:4? Timothy 4:4. What is that kind of talking about?
First Timothy.
Let's try First Timothy.
Yeah, they're talking about something else.
They're talking about something
else? About, yeah. It's not talking about food.
Huh. Okay, let's try Second Timothy.
That wasn't it either. I looked at it.
Ah, okay.
Let me see. See if I can look it up.
Okay. That it, eat the food for Thanksgiving. Let it, long as it's received in Thanksgiving. Trying to thank you. All right, I'm trying to thank you. I know I kind of came across, but that was the scripture I wanted to talk to you about. Paul's ministry. I'm trying to throw everything that I kind of got from Paul at you. Let's see. Receive for Thanksgiving. First Timothy 4:4. For every creation of God is good and nothing that is received. That's First Timothy 4:4.
Is it First Timothy? Oh, yeah. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be received with truths, if it be received with thanksgiving. I think he's just talking about the clean meats. They're clean meats and they're unclean meats. In the Bible, that, you know, only the clean meats.
Okay, can you read that scripture one more time?
For every creature of God is good.
Hold on, you know what? I think it's best if you start at verse 1.
Okay. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience sealed with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanded to abstain from meats. That's what you want. Which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused. It is, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Okay, I'll stop right there.
Yes. So, it hit on that epistle to Timothy was talking about what's going on in the church. But he hit on some few things. He talked about doctrines of devil, forbidden to marry, and sustained from meat. That's vegetarian. But forbidden to marry, that's like monks, huh?
Yeah, monks, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's monks or... I know what they call the Catholic people, what they be doing and stuff. You know,
Put
folks on blast. Yeah, that's understanding that Paul wasn't trying to teach this. Right? For a man to just not be married like that. and have a doctrine to support. Yeah, have a doctrine to support it, you know what I'm saying? He said vegetarian. Yeah, you got some folks out there talking about we shouldn't eat no meat. And, you know what I'm saying, I succeeded to eat meat and stuff like that. You feel what I'm saying? That's one of those doctrines of devils, then, ain't it? Ain't that what Paul's talking about?
Yeah.
Said, and how God gave us the meat to eat that we can receive with Thanksgiving, right? That's some clean meat.
Clean meat, right.
Yeah, so in a lot of ways.
So in
order to teach his members what clean meats are and what God gave us for Thanksgiving, you know, then he got to be teaching the dietary laws. Am I right? It may not get it all right here, but he got to be teaching them that to even have to tell them stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is. Oh, definitely.
All right. You're right. So, yeah, that's kind of like my whole point on that, bro.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, he was teaching about certain foods you can't eat, what you can eat. Yeah.
I would think he has to be to say it like that. You know what I'm saying? He's letting them know that don't be listening to these folks that they need to sustain for marriage. And don't be listening to these folks talking about you should eat meat. And he said, God gave us meat to eat. You know what I'm saying? To be received.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For Thanksgiving. So he got to be teaching them what's good and bad. You know what I'm saying? As far as the meat goes.
Yeah. Right.
If he said God gave us the meat to eat. Right.
Yeah, he was teaching the
dietary law. Yep. All right, so it leaves only one category left.
What's that?
Is there? And that's ceremonial.
Ceremonial, okay.
Was he teaching about Passover, or the Feast of Tabernacles? Or anything like that? Is there any scripture that we know that Paul probably taught about ceremonies, what they used to keep holy?
I'm not familiar with those scriptures.
Yeah, me neither.
Ceremonies.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with those. No.
I'm sure
he did.
Okay, well, that's going to be the homework for Thursday then, man. That's going to be our homework to see if Paul, if he said anything about any holy day and in his ministry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, so because we know that Christianity didn't have no holy day, but they eventually adopted. Well, hold on. Let me take that back. Modern Christianity. But if you look at the holidays of modern Christianity, they're right there with basically in the neighborhood of our holy days that we keep. You know what I'm saying? They keep Easter, but yeah, we keep Passover. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, so it's kind of like in the same neighborhood. That's something to think about. I'm gonna definitely be doing some homework on that one for Thursday. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's some homework that I'm gonna be definitely be trying to do. See what he has to say about any holy day. If you could, brother, let's go back to Jeremiah 29 again.
All right.
Yeah, let's go back to Jeremiah 29. Because This is a letter to them that's living in Babylon and what they should be doing in Babylon. You know? And the 70 years. You know what? Might as well, since we're going in the Old Testament, man, let's before we go to Jeremiah, let's go to Genesis 15:13.
All right.
All right. Can you read that for us?
Yeah. Genesis chapter 15, verse 13.
All right.
We read. And he said, Abram, know of surely that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. 13. I just read the 13.
Okay, read that next one.
There.
Read
and
that
also
next,
that
next
nation,
trip.
And also that nation whom they shall serve, I will judge. And after they shall come out with great suffering.
All right. Now, that right, that scripture right there applies a couple different ways. Maybe even, you know, we're talking about their time period in Egypt with that scripture. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, just in Egypt.
It's definitely
exactly. Yeah.
So, but it's that 400 years that they be in a land, that, you know what I'm saying, like that. But they wasn't in Egypt for 400 years, right? But if you count
I think
from
it was
the
like
days, right. But if you count from Abraham all the way up to Moses, that's going to be hit real close to 400 years right there, ain't it? Maybe
yeah.
Even a little more than 400 years. Right. So that can, you can apply that right there. But then again, I think it might be a stretch. It might be a stretch. But you could apply it to Mystery Babylon as well. Because Mystery Babylon also is like Sodom, Egypt. You see what I'm saying? It's Sodom, Gomorrah, and Egypt mixed together. Because this is the land of our bondage. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's Mystery Babylon.
See, this was, you know, if you go to the... there was no America when they were talking about this. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. Because if
yeah.
we count from the date they give us, as far as here in America, 1619, that means 2019 was 400 years.
2019 was 400 years, yeah.
Right. So after 2019 was up, 2020 popped up. And ever since 2020 to now, look at the news. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, COVID.
Yeah.
COVID kind of bucked, you know, showed his face. You got these droughts and all this other stuff happening, man. Yeah, you was used to have the stuff before then. I know. Like I said, it's a stretch. But at the same time, you know, one must, like, think about that for a second. Seems like we've been kind of going down at a fast pace since 2020.
Exactly.
I've
been a lot.
Saying,
yeah, been a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like a lot of stuff is happening right now. Like the, you know, like something right now. It seems like a lot of stuff is going down right now, and you
yeah,
know,
right.
spiraling downhill. You feel me? It's kind of scary out
downhill,
here. Spiraling.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, we done hit that
yeah.
mark, man. Yeah, man. That's what it kind of feels like. So, I mean, that's just something to think about, I guess. But with that being said, let's go to Jeremiah now. Jeremiah 20:29.
Okay.
All right, can you start at verse 1 and read all the way up to 10 again for us again?
Yeah, we can do that.
Alright.
Jeremiah 29. You said 28 or 29?
29.
Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Babylon to Babylon. And after Jehovah came, the king and the queen, and the eunuchs and the priests of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphana, and I can't pronounce their names.
Jehoiakim.
I can't pronounce their name. Yeah, Jehoiakim. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Skip.
Son of yeah, the son of Achaiah, whom Zedekiah the king of Judah sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives of your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that they may be increased there and not diminished, and seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you. Wow. Neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be a dreamer. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit
you
and perform my good. Yeah.
Okay,
and perform my good
yeah,
word towards you.
All right.
Yeah, I'm finished. And cause you to return
right,
to this place.
Right on. And after 70 years of that, right? So, I mean, I'm
yeah, there was a Babylon.
Here, y'all. Don't quote me on this or don't take it as stone. But I'm just saying, America, they said we've got here 1619. 2019 was, 400 years. And then, 2020 pop up and you start your count in 2020 and you do 70 years. That would be, 90? Am I reaching? I might be reaching. I don't know. I could be reaching. I know you ain't supposed to set a date and time or year. But I'm just trying to put some on the mind, man, that we should be seeking his face and what all this is about, because this definitely feels like Babylon right here where we at right now. You know? You feel me?
Yeah.
It definitely feels like Babylon, man. And nobody knows the time or day. So don't let me throw that out there. I'm just saying. It could be something to that we definitely, it's going downhill is all I'm saying. okay? Something is going down here.
Yes. Yeah, this is Prince of Babylon.
Right. Right on, man. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's just something to think about, you know what I'm saying? So, but if it is 2090, that's a good chance us right now, we won't be living to see it. You feel me? But, I mean, hopefully if the Most High, you know what I'm saying, be with us, you know what I'm saying, he'll have us. Because I know I will be somewhat like 110 years old, you know what I'm saying, in 2090, you know.
Wow.
Oh.
Might
not even
be alive then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very conceivable that I won't live to see it, you know what I'm saying? But however, my children, they just might. But either which way, we could very well be that last generation right now, you know what I'm saying, in Babylon. So it's important to teach our children what we learned, right? So they can walk upright and keep these commandments, man. You know what I'm saying? And they can be getting themselves right. But in the last days, man, it's supposed to be real jacked up, man. So that only umbrella in protecting our children of the future is trying to instill it in these laws, man, and our way of life, this new culture. That we, you know what I'm saying, they're woken up to. And, so, I mean, that's just where we at, and how to preserve it.
Yeah. Amen.
So, yeah, man. So that's just something to think about. It's not that first step that you actually need to be worried about. It's that second one. You know, you don't want to die two times, man. You feel me?
Right, exactly.
We need them now more than ever, man. And we definitely got to preach that to our children, man, so they can walk upright in the last days.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So with that said, brother, we got 17 minutes to go in the show. How about you feel like taking another break, man?
Yeah, we can.
Let's take another break. And this break, I think I want to dedicate it to baptism. You know what I'm saying? Because it's in that water, man. When I came out of that water, I did feel something, man. I did. I felt, you know, renewed. I felt like I'm on that right path. I felt all of that, man. And so I guess I want to play a song dealing with baptism, man, and how we need that, man. Feel me?
Yeah.
You know, when I got baptized in a pool, man. But there ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. And I'm not saying it wasn't effective or it didn't work, because deep inside, I do feel like it, you know, it worked, because my heart was there. My heart was convinced that I'm being baptized for the Most High. You feel me? And so I know it, you know, it was all good. But, you know, I did it because all the churches were shut down at the time. And just kind of being baptized in this truth, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, with all the kind of knowledge I'd gained since I kind of woke up to be an Israelite, I wanted to dip myself back in the water.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So with that said, man, let me go on and put you on hold, and let's play another jam, man. All right, I got you on hold. Now let me go to my toolbox here, and let me look for that. Let's see. Our brothers and sisters, right?
Thank you for waiting.
What's the goal? The goal is to on one accord.
Medium or large?
Medium.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, for drinks, I'll call lemonade and sweet tea.
Brother,
sweet tea.
Put yourself on mute, brother. Put yourself on mute.
One in a cookie.
Let me put up on mute.
I'm sorry.
All right, I'm putting it. Yeah, we're ordering a burger right now, so. Anyway, man. But what I'm saying, y'all, is that I'm just got you on mute for a little bit, brother. Yeah, so he got Taco Bell or Burger King or something right now. what I was saying is that we got to be able to fish, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to be able to fish for our brothers and sisters, man. We got brothers that don't believe in God, atheists. So you need to look and know a little something about how they believe so we can fish for them where they at. You feel me? And, you know, it's just, and all what I'm describing is use the analogy of fishing because you got to use the right bait to get that right fish, right? So that's what I'm saying. You got to adapt, man. You got to adapt to it. Feel me? And so that's the goal of my show right here, really. I'm just kind of doing it my own little thing. And, you know, me and my mom, Sister Thale, you know what I'm saying? We got Brother Ronald, and we just kind of doing this. But, man, this is memories, man, when I have Sister Thale. By the way, Sister Thale, she's not feeling too good these days. She's doing a little bit better. Hopefully she'll be with us Thursday, you know. But y'all keep her in your prayers that she make a speedy recovery. So I just kind of doing a little something for my children to maybe one day tap in and, you know, listen to my shows, man. And they can see where their pops was at, you know, in seeking the Father's face. And besides that, man, I got a dream, man. I'm, like I said, I'm no teacher, but I got a dream. My dream is to call in everybody, all nationalities, to come down, sit at the table, man. Let's talk about it. You know, especially all the descendants of slaves. Let's talk about it, man. Let's get the Rastafari brothers here. Let's get some Islam brothers here. Let's get, you know what I'm saying, some Kemet brothers here. Let's get some Christians. Let's get some Israelites, right? Man. Let's sit down and talk about it, man. It's men. I don't know, fight me. We done been down that page, man, fighting, man, and no walls. Don't put up no walls either. Let's take it on the face, man. You feel me? Take it on the chest, man. Let's talk about the real deep down stuff. And I hold all what we can start at, our root is slavery. That's our root. We're all descended of slaves. Let's start right there and work our way up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't heard it all, too, brother. Like, this is the white man's book, and we're following the white man's God and all this other stuff. I didn't heard it all, man. And I'm ready for it, too, man. I can take it. I'm sure there's a lot of good things, you know what I'm saying, to be talked about, man. And I'm opening up that door for them brothers to come on in. For them brothers to come on in, yeah, I need to put the show out there in more areas that they can reach me at. I'm going to get to that. Right now, I'm kind of growing, and I'm trying to make sure I got a strong foundation before I kind of get out there and advertise the show out to all my brothers and sisters that scattered abroad on Facebook and all the different social media, you know, and try to expand. I gotta be rooted, you know what I'm saying? So my show's kind of like a practice for that. I'm practicing up for that. You know, this is like a trial run, you know what I'm saying? To see, do I got what it takes, man? So let me go open up this line right quick to see. We for the close out the show. Brother Ronald, are you with us?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I'm here.
Down on it. What you got, Burger King, brother?
Wendy's.
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 I heard that, man. Yeah, but anyway, man.
Yeah.
So you say you don't have any final thoughts to say or anything like that?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Well,
we'll
see you back. All right. Shalom to you, brother. We'll see you back Thursday at 5 o'clock. All right. Shalom. Have a good one, man.
Hopefully your mother will be back with us.
All right. I'll definitely be keep her in our prayers and let her know you're thinking about her. All right. So we're going to close out this show. Let me play a good outro song. And I'll see y'all Thursday at 5 p.m.
At a time, revelations open your mind. Hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Akhenatis. Be at peace. We gon' soon get set free. Hey,
told the Abba,
you're my doctor. If I obey you, then my soul prosper. Strength in my posture, delivering me from wicked imposters.
Yep.
Put my body under subjection, that's carnal lockup. Tend to the soil, good seeds that should have blossomed.
Really.
Nourish it with water from Abba, he sees the outcome.
True.
Pay no mind to the foolish, they playing possum. Put away childish behavior, come off colostrum.
Damn.
Flee from the lust of the flesh, remember Sodom. Pay no mind to commandments, that's rock bottom. Generation lost, my Abba restored your value. Take heed, the earth moves on with or without you. Vanity belongs on the hills, what it amounts to. My people touching all four corners, we coming out soon.
Really.
Store up good works towards them, he would announce you. Babylon is falling, young Aki, just look around you.
Hey,
you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind. You hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Aki, Aki. Be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey,
you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind. You hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Aki, Aki. Be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey, see when you girded with spiritual armor. You know that the battles are far from within. To keep those things from coming to the surface, which is reflection.
I read, hey, peace, love, and light. I speak that in the spiritual, manifest in the physical. Insight, biblical, salvation is critical. Can't believe in God, not his word is hypocritical. Don't let the devil get to you, don't accept what he offer you. He gon' try to purchase you, but let him know your treasure stored in heaven, get behind you. He know who's beside you, the gates of heaven open, and I just want you to walk through. Self-evaluation is a must. Plus, you gotta fight the demons and the lust. Plus, we at the end time, don't fall down. At first you didn't know, but now you know now. In the book of life, I hope it ain't written. Trying to do what I gotta do to get it. To hell with this world, I do not visit. Gotta watch myself, can't keep slipping. In the book of life, I hope it ain't written. Trying to do what I gotta do to get it. To hell with this world, I do not visit. Gotta watch myself, can't keep slipping.
You can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind. You hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Akhenatis. Be at peace. You can soon be set free. Hey.
You can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind. You hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Akhenatis. Be at peace. You can soon be set free. Hey.
I know we need to count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that proving of your belief works is endurance. Hallelujah.
Forgive me, Abba Yahuwah, my ways were reckless. Shameful before you, my praise is a broken record. Repent for my sins, inequity, transgression. Selfish and ways of a man hinder his blessing. Figure through the lessons we learn to give them reverence. Speak to myself in the process, related message. Looking at the youth and it seems like they got a death wish. Pray for your humble and Aki to give you leverage. And so we press on, I move into greater cause. Count on his laws, instructions, and break your fault. Birth pain, similar woman with menopause. Matthew 24:8 explains it all. And none of all gone, but so clean, don't make me start. Search me, I'll refine my inner cross. Blindfolded faith is like a shot in the dark. Read second answer, it's homie, they get your spark. And I hope this introduction will cause you to switch lanes. Enmity with Abba is mutual exchange. So I pray for my people you call to maintain. Obedience to your Abba will earn you his latter reign. And
you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind.
You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my Akhenatis. Be at peace.